Although thousands of trends come and go all the time in Korea, it seems the MBTI craze is here to stay. So, let me ask you guys a question. Are you a feeler or a thinker? I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back right after this song. 20, 22, sigh, coming back. Long time no see, huh? Welcome to another episode of KPC. It is Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and we just heard That by Psy featuring Suga. Now, one thing for sure, if you've been in Korea for a while, chances are you know about the MBTI test. No lie, the topic comes up in almost every social setting, and personally, I've been there as well. I've never done the test, but everywhere I go, people are like, oh, do you know your MBTI? Oh, do you know your MBTI? Have you taken the test? I have not. But we totally understand why. You know why? Because it's accurate enough for people to use it for self-introspection and understand other people. Now, it teaches us that when it comes to people, there are rarely any right or wrong personalities, but just we're all different. Here's a really great example. In this world, everyone is typed as either a feeler type or a thinker type. Feelers are empathetic, sensitive, and care about other people's feelings. Now, thinkers are rational, problem solvers, and analytical. Not sure which one you are? Well, then here's the fast way to find out. Let's say a friend of yours called you to say, oh, I just got in a car accident. What would your response be? Oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you hurt? Or did you call the insurance? I think we can guess which one is which. Now, feeler types give and feel support through emotional expressions, whereas thinker types give and feel support by problem solving for their friends. To be honest, I think I do both. I'll just put both in one sentence. So I think I'm a mix of both, but I still haven't taken the test, y'all. So, for those of you listening right now, we're going to give you a song for you guys, for all you feelers and thinkers. This is Chung Se-un with Roller Coaster, a new release from the wonderful vocalist. That was Chung Se-un with Roller Coaster, and now we're back, and I have a few announcements for you guys on various ways you can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio at 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free so you guys can conveniently tune into our show, and we have KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and of course KBS Kong app. You can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr, and please, I ask nicely, please follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're listening to us via podcast, don't forget to 5-star rate us, because we want more listeners to tune in and learn about the latest K-pop. All right, with that said, we have a song break for you guys. Two songs back to back. We got IVE with Love Dive, and then we got Icon with 너라는 이유, but you. Would you like coffee or tea? Welcome back to Coffee or Tea, where we get to chit-chat about things that can wind you up or wind you down. Whatever it is, we got everything and anything to spark up a proper conversation. Now, here is yet another interesting record-breaking story from the other side of the world. Recently, a video went viral on the internet in which a man was seen doodling with the world's largest ball pen. Well, actually, it's more like one man drawing a circle on a piece of paper by holding the tip of the pen with both of his arms, while the rest of the pen are upheld by other men. After all, this pen made of brass is 5.5 meters long, and it weighs about 37.23 kilograms. Plus, another man was seen holding the table at a lower point in which a paper was placed. With the help of multiple people, he was then able to draw a face. Now, this has received mixed reactions from netizens, of course. Some appreciated the creator of the pen, while others were seen questioning, what's the use of the pen when you can't write with it? On the social media video shared by the Guinness World Records, it shared that it beat the previous record by 1.45 meters in height when it was assessed in Hyderabad, I can't pronounce it right, Hyderabad, India, on April 24th, 2011. Within 24 hours of its upload, it was watched 700,000 times and received 67,000 likes. That's pretty amazing to me. So I'm going to actually watch this video. I haven't seen it. Definitely going to watch it while these two songs are played for you guys right now. We got Big Bang with 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, Still Life. And Taeyeon with I Envy You. 이듬해 질려 꽃 피는 봄 한여름밤의 꿈 가을타 겨울 내 Your two cents. Now, you guys know by now that we here at KPC and myself love connecting with our listeners and hearing your stories and comments and all your messages. Now, this is where we read your responses to our weekly question posted on our site or the gram. And we tell you guys how we feel. And of course, you guys tell us about your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. Who doesn't want to win a prize? Now, our Y2C question of the week was, what plans do you have for the weekend? All right, we're going to get right into it. The first response for the day is from Ilham underscore Aloha on the gram. Now, the message is DJ Brian, hello. All right, my plan for the weekend is going on a family trip to my grandfather's farm and having a great time there in the green spaces and enjoying the beautiful scenery. I wish you a nice weekend. Well, thank you for wishing me a nice weekend. And actually, that sounds really good. Like, I've never went to an actual farm. Like, growing up, I remember going to my grandparents' house, and my grandfather had a garden in the backyard, and I would every once in a while help him water the plants and pick some lettuce or whatever vegetables or fruits he was growing. And it was a good time, you know. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed many years back, but as a young kid, I remember those moments with my grandfather, and I cherish those moments, and I'm glad I was able to do that at such a young age. So I hope you have a lot of fun with your grandfather, and yeah, thank you for your comment. Next, we have a message from @_@_me_Paul_T. I'm not going to say underscore. It gets confusing, y'all. All right, the message is, hi, DJ Brian. I'm going to look like I'm doing work while Sophie, my beautiful and amazing wife, is home, and then play video games when she's at work. All right, I don't think it was wise for me to read this comment, because now your wife is going to know that you're going to play video games. So don't get upset if your wife gets mad at you. It's not our fault, okay? All right, with that said, we're going to take a song break. I dedicate this to the two people who sent in the comments first. This is IU with Lilac. That was IU with Lilac, and welcome back for Your Two Cents. And we're going to continue with your responses. Now, here's one from @TaipeiWern. On the weekends, I usually binge on K-dramas. Too many great K-dramas to watch nowadays on the OTT sites. That is correct, actually. I feel like people around the world are obsessed with K-dramas. My friends always contact me, and they, since I work in entertainment, they're asking me like, oh, do you know that actor? Do you know that actress? Can you get me a signature? Can you get a selfie? I was like, why would I want a selfie for somebody you like? Makes no sense. But I totally understand where you're coming from. There's so many good shows and movies and anything on the OTT sites that, of course, on the weekends, it could be a good like getaway. You don't have to call your friends or invite your best friend over who loves those shows. Have a glass of wine if you're of age. If you're underage, do not touch that alcohol. Maybe have some hot chocolate wherever you are, or just your favorite beverage and some snacks and watch your favorite shows. That relieves so much stress. So thank you for your response. We're going to move on to the next response. It's from at Miss Sam 23. During the weekend, I prefer staying home after a long week. I just relax and watch my favorite series and sleep. That's exactly what I'm saying. Just like what Miss at Taipei Warren said, or it could be him as well, whatever your title is. I just love being home. No worries. No appointments, and just sitting back, relaxing, taking naps whenever you feel like it, walking to the kitchen, grabbing your favorite snack or drink, and that's all you need to do. But nowadays, I feel like what happens is people have so much work during the week that the weekend ends up becoming a work weekend. You're like, I need to catch up on work that I did last week. But then Monday comes around and you're continuing all this work, so you don't really get a break. So I hope those listeners right now, if you're able to take a break, literally, take a break. Sometimes your body needs it. Your brain needs to recharge. We're only human. We're not meant to multitask and all this stuff. I learned multitasking actually helps deteriorate the brain cells. So try to relax and not multitask as much as you can. All righty? Well, with that said, we're going to help you relax right now. Try not to do any work. Close your eyes and enjoy our two songs coming up for you guys. This is Gekko and Sumi with 눈에 넣어도, Little Treasure, and 주식크 with 아무래도 난, Baby, I Need You. Welcome back. That was 주식크 with 아무래도 난, Baby, I Need You. Now we're going to go into our last set of comments for your two cents. Alrighty. So the first one up in this segment is by at HariYuki07. And this person wrote, I'll go visit my grandmother. I really miss her a lot. Oh, that's sweet. Because, you know, sometimes we're so busy in the day working or making plans with other people, friends, that we kind of forget to spend time with, you know, our family members, you know, and your grandparents. I'm pretty sure everybody out there really enjoy your quality time. So if you guys are tuning in right now and you're able to make even like a 2-hour break just to go see your grandparents, you know, bring them something to eat, a snack, and ask them how their day was, you know, that can actually make them happier than you think. Most people are like, my grandparents don't want to see me. They're too old. No, grandparents love us. My grandparents always treated me like I was their favorite grandson, and so that made me feel good all the time. Unfortunately, only my grandmother's left in this world, so hopefully she's healthy and strong right now. But whenever I get a time or a chance, I do go visit her, and it's always a nice, heartwarming moment to be able to spend quality time with your grandparents. All right, next comment is from the at Lirio Mary Rose. I'm sorry for butchering your name, Lirio Mary Rose. Hello, DJ Brian. My plan for the weekend is boring because I just want to sleep all day. There is nothing wrong with that. And when I get up, I'll probably work out. Amen to that. To all the KBC listeners all over the world, if you guys are looking for a workout guide to go check out Brian's YT channel, Brian의 주부 생활, you'll definitely love it. Sophia loves it very much as well. Ha 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 ha. Thank you so much. Yes. On my YT channel, y'all, I do a little workout with a friend of mine. I do some CrossFit workouts as well. So if you want some motivation or something to start your, I guess, you know, your physical fitness start, just something to kick in the butt and be like, get on that workout machine, definitely watch my YT channel. All right. Now, the last comment for today is from at for Brian Jew. Hi, DJ Brian. Weekend means no KPC. Oh, I'm so sorry. So my plan is to just stay at home and listen again to KPC episodes on Spotify podcast. All right. Well, I didn't know we were on Spotify. Good to know. Now I can listen to it on the weekend because I like to make sure, you know, I sound decent for you guys, or, you know, I don't want to be one-sided all the time or anything. You know, I'm very accepting to all things and all people. So I like to monitor myself and make sure I didn't say anything wrong to hurt anybody. Alrighty. Anyways, we're going to announce the winner for the segment at the end of our show. So if you guys want to stick around, you guys have to stay tuned. And also, our weekly Y2C question will be posted on our gram on Friday, so stick around for that as well. We're going to wrap up our segment with two songs back to back, one from Paul Kim, 모든 날 모든 순간, every day, every moment, and then we have 잔나비 with 초록을 거머쥔 우리는, which is Gripping the Green. All right, guys, welcome back. And guess what time it is? It is time to announce today's winner. Are you guys ready for it? And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is at @Ilham_aloha. Congratulations. Woo! I'm doing backflips up in here. Now let us know your mailing address by sending your email address to kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we'll be sure to send out a prize. So look out for that. Now we got a song break before we end our show for today, but don't be sad because we got music coming your way. We have Stay C with Run to You, and we have Pentagon Feeling Like. Run. That's about it for today's show. Taking us out here is Car the Garden, 가까운 듯 먼 그대여, closely far away. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all make disconnect now. Come on.